Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Let's get started with another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today's show title is Future Proofing the Finance Professional. It's the first episode of a new series we just launched this morning, which is going to go through the toolbox the modern finance professional needs to succeed. And today we'll try to break it down into what kind of mindset it takes. So let's get going. The modern finance function is judged on impact. Impact can be shareholder value creation for most for-profit companies. But even if you're a not-for-profit or governmental or public, for instance, you still have some value creation definitions that you need to meet. Maybe you create value for society, for citizens, and for different other things. But it's about impact. And so the modern finance professional needs to create impact as well. Long gone are the days in which finance professionals would be prized or lauded for their technical know-how or their specific expertise in arcane elements of the back office processes. Gone too are the days of the dedicated system specialist brought in to operate a particular piece of software of an individual process. Instead, finance professionals of today and tomorrow live and die by the outcomes they generate for the organizations. Their success, or failure for that matter, depends on the impact they create and the real-world gains that are made through their work. We're not just cogs in a hidden machine. Instead, we are moving into the, perhaps not driving seats, but at least co-driver seats of our organizations. And with that power comes much more responsibility. Now, this point about moving into the co-driver seat, it's an old one by now. I first heard it, 13 years ago? Gosh, that's a long time ago. I was a graduate. And the CFO of the company came to visit our final module to give a speech. And he said, "I want finance to move from the trunk of the car into the passenger seat, guiding the driver to where we need to go." Probably heard similar analogies before, but it was as true then as it's true today. And I do hope we've moved somewhere at least from the trunk. Perhaps we're sitting in the back seat now, sometimes being able to actually get a word included in the conversation with the driver and the co-driver. But the modern finance function, modern finance professionals, they are co-drivers, co-pilots, co-whatever of the business that they work in. And then there's the thing about the impact mindset. How do you create impact? Simple. You have insights and you have influence. Insights, when you have new recommendations or perspectives you can bring to the table. In principle, any piece of information that decision makers, one, do not know about, and two, can help them make better decisions. Wide playing field, I know, it's not just financial data anymore, it's all data. And it's not just data, actually, it's also experience, for instance, of business leaders. We often talk about data versus experience or gut feeling of the business leaders we support. But actually, if we can combine data and the experience and the gut feelings of the people we work with, maybe they have been 20 years in the industry, that's when insights become really powerful. So it's not a versus, it's an and. And we need to change that conversation to increase our impact. Then there's the influence. It's about getting buy-in and acceptance for the messages we bring to the table. It's about building trust with business leaders. Not easy with finance professional. We didn't go into finance because you want to work with people or be influential. We went into finance because you want to work with numbers or maybe some business, not people. Now, working with people, at least for many of you, should be your first and foremost primary task. Of course, you have to have some sort of strength in the numbers that you bring to the table, but it's about working with people. So it's about insights and influence. And at BPI, we put a multiplier between the two. So if you have no insights, you're just a nice person to have coffee with. If you have more influence, go home. No one is interested in listening to what you have to say. So we need both. And if we have those, we will have impact. Better decision-making, stronger execution, more shareholder value creation. So it's about having that impact mindset. Let's then look into the modern finance function toolkit. Now, I promise you, on the next episode of the show, we're going to show you 12 specific tools or approaches that you can use to increase your impact. So we'll unfold that toolbox throughout this series here. So as the finance function changes and as the day-to-day work of the average finance professional shifts with it, we all need to learn new skills. That goes for every single one of you out there. Goes for me too, even I'm not in finance directly these days. Every day, I push myself outside my comfort zone to learn, to do new things. It's not easy, but I can tell you the growth will be incredible and the impact you will have even more so. So today's episode is the first part of a new series where we'll introduce the skills you need to thrive in the modern finance function and the toolkits that go with it. Think of it like a toolkit for today's finance professionals, the grab bag of knowledge, mindset changes, and tips and tricks that you'll use every day to navigate our changing working world. There are many individual items in the toolkit, but there's one principle that applies to them all. That is maintaining the impact mindset. I know it can sound kind of fluffy. What's an impact mindset? And essentially, it's going to work every day, helping our business leaders, whoever stakeholders we support, high up in the organization or in different functions, to be just a little bit more successful. We won't make leaps and bounds every day. If we can make them just a little bit more successful every single day, the 1% improvement, how much that turns into a year, right? That is truly powerful. So let's dig further into what is the impact mindset? Well, rather than technical skills, the primary competence of the modern finance professional is the ability to influence. This takes many forms, but they all rest on solid interpersonal skills. Clearly, this is a significant shift from the traditional finance function outlook, which can be said to have a walled garden of technical experts who were, say, fairly or not, thought of as being insular and often siloed. Today, though, the finance function is cross-functional by design, and the people who work in it are required to work collaboratively in the service of business-wide goals. So the days where finance teams might think they had a good year while the business was not doing well, they are gone. The success of the finance function and the success of the modern finance professional is tied in a, Kroll always called it, like a destiny's bond to the success of the business. It was always like that. I just don't think we realized it. Because we were knee-deep spreadsheets looking for gold that never appeared. So to do this, we shift from a technical mindset to an impact mindset. With the help of mindfully applied technology, we stop spending the bulk of our time on technical or rote tasks and start spending most of our working days understanding organizational problems and working out solutions to. Also why problem solving is a key tool in the toolbox. You'll see that in the next article. We'll unfold it even further in another article. We'll talk about the technical skills of the modern finance professional. So back to the impact mindset. It rests on three key pillars. Professional expertise. Oh, it's still there, right? We still have our strength in the numbers. But including not only finance specialism, but also a holistic understanding of organizations and how they work. This includes interdisciplinary expertise, market-specific knowledge, and broader management and strategic thinking. So yes, finance and accounting skills, they're definitely in there, but it goes broader than that. And if you see accounting qualifications today and management accounting qualifications in particular, they do include a wider syllabus than before, but they are lacking some of the especially influence skills. So number one is your professional expertise. Number two is insight capabilities. We talked about insight already, right? That is the cognitive and technical skills required to understand specific scenarios and generate valuable and actionable information from them. Risk management, project management, strategic thinking, and analytics are all key elements of your insight capabilities. Last but not least, just talk about influencing skills as the last one here. Because this is the big one. You have understood the problems you're facing as an organization or individual stakeholders, and you've created the solutions. Now you need to get them done. Influence is the final mile in the modern finance function. It requires leadership of your own work and of your team, if you're a team leader, along with the interpersonal skills required to persuade and drive change. In here, we also find communication, partnering, and let's say, we call it influencing skills, but it's really to know more about how people interact, communicate, and how they prefer to be communicated to. Because knowing that, we can adjust our approach as well. So it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to learn. And I can maybe ease your unsettling feeling a little bit. No one, and I really mean no one, will be experts at all of it. But you should strive to become an expert at some of these skills. And some of you, maybe you will feel most of you, will prefer to do that on the inside capabilities and then try to work your way up on the influencing skills. But really learning the influencing skills, that's the hard work. All right? That's where it gets difficult. That's, in many ways, why it took me 10 years to become a great value-adding finance professional. Because I could analyze. I could build presentations from scratch. I could pull data from the ERP system into a blank sheet. And I could do something with it. But it didn't bring me far. And it never really in full solved the issues that my stakeholders were looking for me to solve. Just bringing Mark up to the stage here. Mark, welcome to the stage. Please feel free to introduce yourself and share your perspective or ask questions.
Great, Anders. Great to meet you. And thank you. I concur with a lot of the things that you're saying. The only perspective that I would add is, I think it's that piece about influencing. It's something that you can't just develop quickly. You have to develop it over time. And the thing that you said about building trust and establishing rapport with people, and also being clear in your head, actually, as the finance person, you have to have all of the answers. It's about facilitating and challenging, but helping the management team get to the right place. It's not all about you. But that was the only piece that I wanted to add, Anders. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for adding that perspective, Morgan. First and foremost, it's not about you, right? It's about them. It's about helping them win, helping the company win, and maybe we should just stop saying them. It's really helping us win, right? But of course, when we are there in the moment, there is a business leader or board or someone that we are supporting, and they are the ones having been given the mandate to run a specific part of the company or to run the overall company. We are there to bring our insights to the table to help the company win. We can only do that if we have the influence piece. And you're so right, Mark, that it's not something that's just developed with a snap of the fingers. It takes a long time. And I think to learn it well, you need a framework. You need tools and approaches. And of course, those need to be the right ones. Because if you don't have the tools and approaches, you can try all you want, practice all you want, but you're practicing the right thing. So once you have those tools and approaches, then you should go out and practice. And with experience, with some years, you can become really, really good at this. But most finance professionals, when they do management reporting and presentations today, sorry to say, it's just not that good, right? So we really need to practice a lot in this space here. So I really appreciate those perspectives, Mark.
Thank you.
So I know professional expertise, insight skills, influencing skills, and you know, by all means, we have capability model that we use at BPI with 12 distinct skills and the impact mindset on top and your professional expertise. It's a lot. It's a lot to learn. You cannot do it in an instant. You probably can't become an expert at everything. And I don't think that's the point here. The point is to create impact. And it's a multiplier, right? So if you have some influence, but a lot of insight, it's still going to be pretty good. It's just usually a challenge that we have very little influence, and thereby however many insights we have, it doesn't count a lot. So I know it sounds overwhelming, particularly if you're coming from a traditional or technical finance background, but it's vital to remember all of these skills can be learned. And basically that's what we're here to do. Right? So we help finance teams all the time learn some of these skills. Just this week, we've run with 4 training modules and workshops also. And it's there's a lot of interest, you know, finance teams out there hungry for actually learning about these skills. That's great, right? Because if you don't, then there's not much left for us. So as I just briefly mentioned, I was doing one training module the day before, actually, but it doesn't really matter. And I had seen the participants manage reporting in a prior module. And like most, it was not good. Maybe one of them was half decent, but it was not good. And now we're talking about influencing as a skill. And I got into a kind of a heated speech with the audience because I feel it's a real shame that you have so many great insights from an analysis you did or from your basic reporting, but you didn't put it on a slide that's wall to wall, ground to ceiling table with numbers, traffic lights, little explanation. That is just not going anywhere. And it's a shame. It's a real shame. You guys are, girls, of course, you're really smart people. You're really smart people. You have great insight most of the time. The ability to influence and communicate those insights, that's what's going to make you successful. So I can only highly encourage you to start working on these skills. We'll unfold those further in future shows in this series, Future Proofing the Finance Professional. So I do hope that you will tune in. We'll be back with the next episode of the show, looking at 12 tools or approaches that you can use to be successful in the modern finance function. So with that, thank you everyone for today. Thanks, Mark, for coming to the stage to share your perspective. Thanks everyone for listening in. You can always send me a message on LinkedIn in case you have something to ask or want to discuss. But for now, have a great rest of the day.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?